Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, August the 26th. It's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic, coach the consultant or consult the coach. We'll get into that in a minute, but before we do, I want to just bring up a couple announcements. One, very excited tonight. I am hosting a telecast for ADD Resources on in my thoughts or insights on insightful thinking. If anybody wants to tune in, go to addresource.org. Instructions are on their homepage for tonight's telecast that will come off at 8 p.m. Once it is over with, I believe they will record it and post it on their website somewhere. I just don't know where. So for those listening afterwards, that is available to you. Exciting next month, September, Dig Coaching, our new feature articles come out, Insights on Insightful Thinking, which is expanding upon at least some recent shows and some recent work that I've done, and I hope that everybody will enjoy it. But enough of that. Let's get in and talk about coach the consultant or consult the coach. Purpose of today's show is really I wanted to many people think of a consultant and immediately they have a vision, a picture in their head, whether it's accurate or not, of what exactly a consultant does. And coaches are all around us, so everybody has a vision of what they do. And sometimes I find that people call me as an attention coach looking for some help, and most really don't understand coaching, or at least attention coaching, and they don't really get just a real sense of how it all works. So I wanted to spend a little bit of time on that tonight. Now, a couple weeks ago on August 7th, we aired an episode, Insights on Insightful Thinking, and in that episode or that show, tried to put a spotlight on the difference of what I call methodical thinking and insightful thinking. And methodical thinking is going through a series of steps to arrive at an answer, much the way you'd solve an algebraic problem. In day-to-day life, I like to think of it as that's the obvious solution. You just walk through the steps and voila, you get it. Insightful thinking is a little different. Insightful thinking is not really that methodical. It's actually the sudden comprehension of something without overt trial and error, and that just comes to you like in a moment. It's making an unexpected association, so it's like it's really the aha, oh, I get it. Insightful thinking is actually used in our world more than you think it is. In the insights on insightful thinking, I used a couple examples. How are, is an apple, an orange, a hot dog, and cheese all the same, or how they use the same? And, you know, it's really a simple one. We all look at it and just, we say food. But the question is really, how do you know? How do you figure that out? Or did you just use your insight? Another easy example that was used in the insights and insightful thinking episode is you got a coin, you've got some salt, and you've got some shells. How are they all used the same? This is a little bit more difficult than the food one. Some people get this one, some people don't, but they were all used at one time as a form of currency. Well, how do you know that? Where do you go figure that out? Well, certainly experience helps, and certainly a prepared mind helps by reading and study, but the actual the methodical steps in order to arrive at that, it's really, it just comes to you. So I like to use that and take that into the coaching world. I am generalizing here, and I'm using my definition, at least as an attention coach. A consultant, being a doctor, a lawyer, a business consultant, a teacher, anyone who has that kind of knowledge is very much a methodical thinker. Most of them have an obvious solution. Most of them say, you know, basically if you follow my methodology, you'll get your answer. Go to a weight loss clinic. They're going to consult you on how to lose weight. You go through our steps, and you will lose the 20 pounds. Go to a career counselor. You go through these steps, and we're going to help you find a job. The thing is that many times that's the obvious solution works. The methodical thing works for you, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't. And as a coach, as an attention coach, I say if the obvious solution isn't working for you, you're probably paying attention to the wrong thing. So coaching, or at least an attention coach, what I do is I help facilitate insight. It's insightful thinking. It's helping us to pay attention to the right thing. I will tell you, I do not profess to know what to pay attention to for any given person, because we're all different. Each situation is different. Really, my skills, or most other, many other, I guess, life coaches, personal coaches, and some executive coaches, at least in the way I'm looking at it, they're experts in the process of helping you gain insight, to helping you see the blinding flash of the obvious, to help you see patterns and stuff that wasn't there, to help you see things that you can't methodically actually get to. I like to think of it as this, is when the obvious solutions aren't working, how do you find your not-so-obvious solution? Once you find it, many times it's very obvious. Think of that like in the old days of when they believed the world to be flat around. You know, methodically, when they believed the world to be flat, you got a flat-based answer. It was insight that came, oh, wait a second, this place could be round. And as a result, methodical thinking actually got you round-based solutions. So attention coaching is really, or what I do is I pay attention to insightful thinking. Don't go about solving problems methodically. Many people come to me, particularly since I work have special training experience working with adults that have attention deficit disorder. Many come to me thinking that I'm going to give them the process, the steps in order to make it happen. And quite honestly, that's what the consultants are for. If you're having trouble getting organized, or you can't seem to manage time, hey, why not try the top 10 list of obvious solutions? Because, you know, hey, they do work for some people. But the moment those don't work, then that's kind of when I step in. It's like, hey, let's use our insight. Let's look at how you work individually. Let's see how this is specific to you, and gain insight on actually how you work. And if we do that many times, what happens is the methodical answer will reveal itself. So once you gain insight that the world's around, then it's pretty much instinctive. You pretty much know how to go about finding the methodical solutions. So I tell you what, right now, let's run to a commercial break for a second, and then we'll come back and spend some more time on this.
This is Attention Talk Radio. This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. DIG Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today we're talking about, when do you consult the coach, or when does the consultant need coaching? And we're trying to understand the difference here by paying attention to what each one pays attention to. From my perspective and my experience, I am an attention coach, and I focus on insightful thinking. I'm working with individuals and businesses, many times entrepreneurs, when they're stuck, to help them gain insight on the right thing to pay attention to. Once that insight is known, either they themselves methodically know what they can do to execute to arrive at their answer, or sometimes it actually means that they need to go to a consultant to particularly for details. So, for example, if I were to coach somebody a business and it was determined through the new insight that they need to build a certain type of presence on the web or technology, they might actually need to go hire a consultant that that can kind of go through the bits and bytes. But the actual function of what they're trying to do is something that would probably be best, the insight is something I would do. In working with individuals, same thing applies. If a person's struggling and the obvious solutions aren't really working for them that they get from many places on the web or friends or family or consultants, when you try and try again and you actually just get to, I just need to try harder, you can keep beating your head against the wall, but you might consider coaching, because at that point in time, what we're going to do is try to pay attention to how you naturally work and try to find out why that obvious solution isn't working for you and try to find out actually what works. So one note I will put out there is I've tried to make the distinction here of the two, consultants and coaches, very, very different. I will mention that there are some people out there, coaching is a word that's very much in fashion these days, and there's a fair amount of hybrids out there. Those are people who go out there and they have a couple different systems or a couple different solutions, and they present them and they coach you to that solution, which is really more coaching your behavior to fit what their obvious solution is. So in a sense, as I pay attention, there's three levels. There's the consultant who has the methodical answer. There's the coach slash consultant who walks in kind of with a methodical solution or a set of methodical solutions, and then they coach you to that behavior. And then there's life coaches, personal coaches, or myself, an attention coach, and I specifically focus on insightful thinking in order to kind of help remove the obstacles to kind of help move forward. There's a variety of ways in which that's done. There's many, many different tools. There's actually a methodical way about going about coaching, and that's mostly just really to facilitate the process of insight and discovery. So next time you are struggling and you reapply the top 10 list of obvious solutions and they're not working for you, you might consider letting go of the methodical process and listen to your intuition and start thinking more along insightful ways. Again, you can learn more about insight and insightful thinking, at least from our last show. And again, it is going to be a topic tonight at telecast at addresources.org. So with that being said, we've got about a minute to go before we're out of time. I got a couple people online I'd like to take the calls, but I'm not so sure we could really kind of do it justice. Maybe I guess next time what I should probably do is set this thing up for 30 minutes, because we can always end it early. So one couple last plugs for those that are interested in learning more about DIG coaching practice. We can be found on the web at digcoaching.com. Or for those that are interested in learning more about insightful thinking and or developing their insightful thinking skills, visit obvioussolutionsystem.com. There you can sign up for the Obvious Solution System, 5 Steps to Choosing Your Focus, and work at becoming very proficient at trying to actually move forward using a different thinking methodology. So with that today, I bid you adieu. Hit Attention Talk Radio for more updates on future shows and scheduling. But for now, have a great day.